Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
So Mike, did you ever want to be famous when you were growing up?
We're on TV. We're famous now, Pat.
Kinda, yeah. But did you want it, or have you just accidentally landed in this?
I think maybe I did. I think a lot of kids dream of being a movie star, or a star athlete, you know, great at a sport. But as I get older and see the price people pay for being famous, you know, you have no privacy. Everyone is always taking pictures of you.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to be famous now. But sure, you know, sometimes, somewhere, it would be cool to just walk into a restaurant and have everyone go, oh, look who it is.
I want a picture with him.
That would be cool for maybe a week.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, I did always kind of want to be. Maybe I just like the attention.
Yeah.
A little bit too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I always kind of wanted either maybe as acting, maybe as writing.
Because
then people don't need to know what you look like.
They
just know
your
stuff.
That's a good one.
Okay. There is another way, maybe a quicker way to become famous.
What's
It's called reality TV.
Ooh.
And that's what we're going to look at in today's article. So let's read through it and find out more.
Reading.
The real world of reality TV. There are many different kinds of TV shows, such as comedies, police shows, and soap operas. One kind of show that has exploded in popularity over the last 20 years is reality TV. This kind of show generally features ordinary people in a variety of situations. Many reality TV shows involve contests, which people win by showing off their talent. These include singing shows, such as Pop Idol and Taiwan's 1 Million Star. In other shows, the stars are put in an unusual situation. For example, they might be forced to live together, as in Big Brother. Cameras watch everything that takes place to capture the drama, tension, and raw emotions of the people involved. The audience can take part by voting for who they think should win. Reality TV shows almost always feature private interviews with the stars. In these intimate moments, people often reveal their true feelings. This is just one of several things that have helped make reality TV a big hit with viewers.
Okay, so our article begins with a sentence, there are many different kinds of TV shows, such as comedies, police shows, and soap operas. So a comedy, let's look at that one first. A comedy, this is a TV show. We could also say comedy to describe a movie, a type of movie. Mm-hmm. And it's a show or a TV movie and something like that, which the main idea is to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just want to have people laughing, nothing too serious, just having fun. For example, Airplane, the film Airplane is one of my favorite movies.
Classic.
Of all time,
mm-hmm.
I have to say. It really is one of my favorites.
Absolutely, yeah. Airplane is a movie. It's about an airplane that's traveling through the sky, and all sorts of crazy things are happening. The pilot gets sick.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley. Ah, you see, that's one of the jokes from Airplane.
Yeah.
We also there mentioned soap operas, right, as another type of TV show. A soap opera is something that's very popular in many countries around the world. I think most of the soap operas that are popular in Taiwan today come from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, soap operas will be another kind of show or another kind of movie or play. It would be drama. Comedies are about laughing and having fun. Dramas are serious. They're about feelings and people crying and getting their hearts broken. And it's really sad sometimes. So that's what a drama is. And that's what soap operas generally are. People fall in love. They fall out of love. They betray people and hurt their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it can all be very dramatic, which is the adjective we would use for drama. D-R-A-M-A. AMA, that more serious type of show, acting, play, and movie.
Yeah, soap opera you'd often see two or three times a week.
Yep.
It's got a lot of actors and their
yep.
lives kind of all connect.
That's
maybe
right.
they all live in the same city
sure.
or a lot of them work in the same company.
From
they
the
go
same
to the
families.
Same school. Yeah, lots of families. So mm-hmm. And you just kind of, some of these run for years, like
oh, yeah.
20 odd years,
oh, yeah.
some
sure.
of those, and they'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
For example, my grandmother, she loves a couple of soap operas. She's been watching them for 15 years or more.
Wow.
Two or three times a week, just to find out what's going on. New
She's
characters in, old ones out.
She's a big fan.
She loves it.
Interesting. Okay.
So one kind of show that has exploded in popularity mm-hmm. over the last 20 years is reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
So here we use the verb explode, E-X-P-L-O-D-E, explode, okay? And we don't mean blow up like a bomb. We mean that it suddenly increases greatly in number, amount, or degree, okay, exploded in popularity, became very popular.
Yeah.
We could also say the number of small coffee shops in Taiwan has exploded in the last 10 years.
That's right.
There are a lot of these small boutique special stores where you can get interesting coffee these days.
And just a few years ago, you could only get coffee maybe at Starbucks.
Yeah.
But now it seems on every street corner there's a new one, and many of your friends might say, I want to open a coffee shop too. They're very popular, and it happened quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say it exploded like that. Well, let's talk about these reality TV shows,
mm-hmm.
which are, yeah, a very popular thing you can find at all times of day on your television. It says this kind of show generally features ordinary people, like you and me, in a variety of situations. Okay,
mm-hmm.
A variety of situations means basically many kinds of situations. That's what a variety is. It's a lot of choices, a lot of different things, different options, different things that you can do. People, for example, love to go to a buffet. Buffet
yes.
restaurants are very popular because they will have a variety of food. You can find Japanese food like sushi over here and Italian food and pizza over here and many kinds of desserts from cake to ice cream to apple pie. Huge choice or huge variety. For example, there is a great variety of musical instruments in this store. Pianos, guitars, violins, and saxophones.
Horns, trumpets, everything.
That's right.
Is
we should
there.
Spell this word variety is mm-hmm. V-A-R-I-E-T-Y. V-A-R-I-E-T-Y.
Okay, so many of these reality TV shows
yeah.
you'll see, they involve contests.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Which people win by showing off their talent.
Sure.
Okay? Maybe they're great musicians. Maybe
yep.
they're great dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're great at something else.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just showing it off and basically seeing who's the best. Okay?
Right.
Now, in that sentence, we use the word involve. Okay? The TV shows involve contest. The word involve is spelled I-N-V-O-L-V-E, involve. And if an activity or situation involves something, then that thing is a part of it or a result of it. For example, a tug of war, okay? This
mm-hmm.
is a fun game to play with people. A tug of war involves two teams pulling on the ends of a rope,
mm-hmm.
each team trying to pull the other team over the line that's in the middle of them.
That's right. When we're using involve, we're talking about the things you might use to do that activity and also the actions that you might do. So as you mentioned, tug of war, you have a rope and you also have pulling. That's what it's about. It's not about pushing. It's not about jumping over the rope. It doesn't involve those actions, just pulling and pulling on a rope. And a contest is a great way to sort of judge your talent or your skill against other people. Basically, it's a game. It's a thing where two people or teams or groups of people and groups of teams are put against each other in a game. There will be winners. There will be losers. Everyone tries to win. Nobody wants to lose. But that's the kind of thing we see in sports, of course. Like a basketball game is a contest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also have singing contests, as
yep.
you mentioned, dancing contests. And these reality shows, they've gotten down to makeup contests and cooking contest,
yeah, sure.
Hairstyling contest,
design a house.
Exactly. And always with most of these shows, you'll see judges, the people who decide who wins and who loses. Usually they're kind of experts.
Yeah, exactly.
Or something like that, yeah.
Okay, so these, our article says, include singing shows such as Pop Idol.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty famous show.
Yeah, yeah.
And Taiwan's One Million Star.
That's okay. Right. That's right.
Which those has made a lot of people famous.
Yeah.
Like Jam Shao.
Right,
became
yes.
famous after his appearance on One Million Star.
That's right, he did.
Those shows like that, the singing shows, Pop Idol, Britain's Got Talent, in the mm-hmm. UK,
okay.
all of those things like that. Those are a type of reality TV show.
Yeah, basically, if you're good at anything, there's probably a reality TV show contest out there for you to go on and show the world how skilled and talented you are. Now, the article says, in other shows, the stars are put in unusual situations. You might notice in that sentence that we have stars with those two quotes, those two funny lines on either side of the word stars. Now, why do we use quote marks like that? Usually when we use quote marks, it's because someone is speaking.
Yep.
Right? John said, "Hi, how are you?" And you put that between the two quotes. But here, no one is speaking. So
that's true.
Why do we use those lines?
Well, we're using them to mean stars because sometimes we do this because they're not really stars.
Oh.
They're not really famous people. So they are the stars of the show, but they're not big Hollywood stars. So sometimes we kind of use this to kind of be ironic, kind of funny, to show that something is not really what it seems to be.
The meaning of the word has changed a little bit.
Yeah, like they are the stars. They're not really stars.
If your dad comes in and starts to rap like a hip-hop artist, you'd say, "Dad, you're really cool."
Mm-hmm.
He's not really cool.
Not cool
He's kind
all.
Of embarrassing. So you're showing that. You're saying cool, but you don't mean it in the real way
exactly.
of cool. All right.
So some of these people, I mean, they're ordinary people on day one. By the end of the show, they may become real, genuine stars.
That's true.
But they start off, they're just stars. They're ordinary people.
Absolutely. For example, they might be forced to live together, as in the show Big Brother.
Oh,
yeah. This is a show I've never watched before. I know it's very popular in your home country.
Huge in the UK.
In England,
20-odd years ago when it first appeared.
And they'll make people who don't know each other live together in a home.
That's right.
And I guess lots of strange things happen. When you have strangers, people who don't know each other, living together, and of course they have cameras watching them 24 hours a day. So it's a little strange.
Cameras watch everything that takes place to capture the drama, tension, and raw emotion of the people involved.
Wow.
Now, tension just means mental or emotional strain, like when you're worried or upset about something.
Sure.
For example, there was a lot of tension at work when the boss said he might sell the company.
Oh.
Get everyone nervous. But what about raw emotion?
Yeah, when we talk about something that's raw, we mean it's very strong, it's very natural, it's not controlled or filtered, or sort of brought down a little bit. It's really loud and powerful and real. So people kind of like that, right? You want to see raw emotion when people are fighting in a contest or trying to win something. But of course, raw emotion can also be a little shocking or scary, you know. If someone gets really angry with you for nothing, you might be, "Hey, calm down, that's too much raw emotion." But as long as someone is showing raw emotion, at least you know they're not acting. This is really how they feel.
Raw is spelled R-A-W, raw, it's an adjective. So let's carry on. What else do we know about reality TV? The article says the audience can take part in these shows by voting for who they think should win.
True, in many of the contests.
Yeah,
they
can call in, they can text, they can applaud in the crowd. Because when we use audience, A-U-D-I-E-N-C-E, audience, we mean the people who are watching or listening to a particular program, or who see an artist or some artist's work. For example, the actors were disappointed because the audience for their opening night was pretty small.
Oh, so an audience can be the actual people in the theater watching the play or the movie. Mm-hmm. It can also be us at home, right?
Yes,
if we're watching things on YouTube or on TV, we're the audience. We're watching the show, the performers, the event that's going on.
Okay, let's go back to the article. It says, reality TV shows almost always feature private interviews with the stars.
Oh, so they get their raw emotions right then because they can talk to the camera without the other people listening. And then it says, in these intimate moments, people often reveal their true feelings. Mm-hmm. I hate Sandra because she's always lying to Bob about me and that kind of thing. And that's the raw emotion that people at home, they love to watch because it's so exciting.
It is. And it's intimate. Intimate just means private and personal. Secret feelings that are very close to someone. We also use the word reveal, R-E-V-E-A-L, reveal, which means to make something known that was previously secret or unknown.
Okay.
For example, you could write a book in which you could reveal the hard times you experience as a child.
That's right. We can reveal information, like about our life. You can also reveal things. A magician, for example, when they pull the cloth away and show that the rabbit has disappeared, they are revealing it. They are showing something that was hidden before. Back in the article, it says, this is just one of several things that have helped make reality TV a big hit with viewers. We have raw emotion, we have intimate details, and we have tough competition between people who want to win. So for us, the viewer or the audience, and a viewer is basically one member of the audience. If you're watching TV, you are a viewer. You are viewing or watching something. So the viewers, we really like this. Viewer is spelled V-I-E-W-E-R. A person who views. A viewer.
And these shows are a big hit with the viewers. The phrase, a big hit, is today's shortcut for you. So we'll take a short break to watch the video. And since we're at the end of the first part of this two-day article, we'll be back afterwards with our For You Chat question.
Shortcut for you.
What are you doing?
Oh, me? I'm practicing for the school play.
I didn't know you were interested in acting.
Well, it's a new thing I'm trying.
What made you decide to try out for the play?
Well, someone told me that they think this play could be a big hit, so I'm hoping it's my first step toward becoming a star.
Wait, does one of the other actors have to hit you in the play?
No, silly! A big hit describes a film, play, or show that is very popular or successful.
So, a big hit actually means 受到欢迎.
You've got it!
You really think you're going to be a star?
Well, not if you don't let me practice.
For You Chat.
So would you like to appear on a reality TV show? Make sure you explain your answer.
I don't think I would like to appear on a reality
TV
show. No, I don't really know any great talent I want to show to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, these days with Twitter and Facebook, people would always be writing things like, I don't like this, his nose is too big.
He's short and he's fat. Get him off the show.
He wasn't funny this week or something like that.
I can't take that kind of pressure. No.
Yeah, if I was younger and more beautiful and more talented, maybe, but I think I like my privacy. I don't want everyone in the world to know who
I am. I'll be famous for doing something great, but not famous for just reality TV competition.
That's a good point.
Okay, we've got more to say about reality TV, so we'll take it up again in tomorrow's article. Join us again for that, but for now, we'll say see you later.
Bye.
The real world of reality TV. There are many different kinds of TV shows, such as comedies, police shows, and soap operas. One kind of show that has exploded in popularity over the last 20 years is reality TV. This kind of show generally features ordinary people in a variety of situations, Many reality TV shows involve contests, which people win by showing off their talent. These include singing shows, such as Pop Idol and Taiwan's One Million Star. In other shows, the stars are put in an unusual situation. For example, they might be forced to live together, as in Big Brother. Cameras watch everything that takes place to capture the drama, tension, and raw emotions of the people involved. The audience can take part by voting for who they think should win. Reality TV shows almost always feature private interviews with the stars. In these intimate moments, people often reveal their true feelings. This is just one of several things that have helped make reality TV a big hit with viewers.
Vocabulary Review.
Explode. The number of cockroaches in my house has exploded recently. Variety. I love the variety of snacks and drinks I can find in a night market. Involve. Planning a trip involves deciding where to go, how to get there, and what to do there. Raw. The actor impressed many people with the raw emotion he showed on stage. Audience. At the end of the play, the audience stood up and clapped. Reveal. Pauline learned Harriet's secret, but she promised never to reveal it.